place I took to praying. Floating in and breaking down my road dog door till dreams. Long before we ever met, I made up my direction. Long before I knew the half of half I'm sure of now. Though I'd say it ain't the way that you'd have gone about it. Follow me and lead me on and never let me down. So I'll love you till my lungs give out.
Bass,
I ain't lying.
Low Budget Live, July 2nd, Tyler Childers. What are you looking at me like that for, special guest?
Is this on?
Yes, it's on. What are you looking at me like that for?
I need headphones.
Well, we don't have them.
Fine.
Only the host of Low Budget Live has headphones today because it's Low Budget Live, not so live. You interrupted the intro.
I can't hear.
That was Tyler Childers, his new song, All Yorn.
Well, I can't hear, so I'm sorry, Tyler.
And without, with no introduction needed, the most popular co-host of all time on Low Budget Live, Not So Live, and Low Budget Live, and any other podcast she's ever been featured on, my lovely daughter, Harper.
What's up, guys?
And gals, this is a gender-neutral show.
So welcome to all.
Welcome to all. Dude, I saw this video this morning on Instagram, and it was this little kid. It was a little black kid, and I don't know if I can say, can I say that on a podcast? I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, he says there's this guy outside the car, and his mom's like, whatever, introduces him to him. He goes, are you a boy? And the black guy goes, no. This dude goes, no, I'm not a boy. I'm transgender. He goes, then you a girl? And he goes, no, I'm neither. I'm transgender. And the little boy goes, you a crackhead? It's like my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Crackhead.
Yeah, so shout out to all my transgender listeners. Gender neutral, you know, throwing down gender neutral. We played, Shannon. Shout out to Shannon Wheeler, my buddy Jacob Reynolds. We played music at the TH Marine sales meeting back in May, and our band name was the Gender Neutral Band. Or the GNB.
Was it really?
Yeah, the GNB that night. Yeah, it was really exciting. Don't have any t-shirts made. But anyways, Low Budget Live, Not So Live, July 2nd, 2019. It's been a while, ladies and germs. Really appreciate everybody that listens to this. We talk about that. Appreciate everybody, all the support. Last week sucked. It was a really sucky way to end the season. It was 19 hours home, and it was really fun. Up there on the way, Austin and I went to St. Lawrence River, Lake Ontario, caught a bunch of big smallies, got all that on video. That'll be coming out on YouTube soon. But as for Lake Champlain, the bass tournament that I fished up there, not so good. I finished almost dead last.
We still love you.
Harper still loves me. And yeah, it sucked. It sucked. There was nothing good about it. I don't know why it sucked so bad, but it did. And, you know. I was mad. I won't lie. I was mad.
Yeah.
Harper says, yeah, it's a lightweight. But I had 19 hours to get over it before I got home to the family, and they've all said I was in a better mood. Yeah, PTL, praise the Lord. And as Theo Vaughn says, but we, I don't know, we didn't make the cup. We being me. I hate when people use that term. But did make the cup and barely going to requalify for next year, if there is a next year. We don't know what's going on. Lots of shadiness out there, hearing this MLF stuff pretty hardcore, and I've expressed that before. We'll see. Will the FLW Tour go on? Yep, it will. Will it have different owners next year? Maybe. It's sounding more and more like it all the time. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not thrilled about it. Make no buts about it. Not thrilled about it. I like things the way they are. I've discussed that on here before. I'll discuss it again. I'll discuss it again if it happens.
You know what? You know what we're really good at?
What?
When we make these podcasts.
What's that?
As the young people say, spilling the tea.
Yeah, we drop that tea on.
Yeah.
We'll drop that tea. And we're not talking about, for all you older guys out there, the testosterone shots, the tea shots. We're not talking about dropping the tea. No. We're dropping the...
This is the cool Urban Dictionary slang.
You know what? I got up in New York. You know how people get you get profiled? You know, like people are like, you know, if like a terrorist looking guy.
Yeah.
As Theo Von calls the Muslim crowd, the Slims. You know, if a guy's just and there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. If he's at the airport and they rough him up because they think, oh, this guy looks like a terrorist, you're being profiled, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how the thing is. Well, me being a bearded redneck from the South, I went to a restaurant in New York. Me and Austin Boyd, hashtag Austin Boyd photo.
Shout out to Austin. He doesn't suck.
Well, sometimes. he didn't really do a lot last week because I wasn't catching anything. So he got caught up on his nappies. but he needed a yoga mat in the boat to sleep on because he slept so much. But was that a hummingbird that just flew into the window?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Smacked the window.
Freaking PETA will be here any minute to shut down Low Budget Live Studios. Oh, my gosh, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Smacked it.
But anyways, this lady at a restaurant, I was like, I'd like an unsweet tea. That's what I've been drinking, kind of on the fat ass challenge again. And I was like, I want an unsweet. And she goes, we don't have sweet. I was like, hey, lady, I know I'm a redneck, but I didn't ask for sweet tea. And I said, why did you think I wanted sweet tea? Well, you sounded like you're from the South. That's what she looked at me and said. And I was like, well, you know what? I don't know what Northern people do, but if they did, I'd stereotype you too. Well, I didn't have anything to stereotype.
You know what they do? They sit around and don't drink sweet tea.
They don't drink sweet tea, and they freeze their butt off most of the year.
Yeah.
I actually love the northern neighbors, and I love that part of the world. But Lake Champlain can drain, and all the fish in it can
drain
just die.
All.
Like, jeez. MLF's like, extending the life of the sport. I'd like to drop a bomb in Lake Champlain. Like, oh, look at all the smallmouth that died. Just kidding, guys. Before you at me, I'm just kidding. I'm like the biggest conservationist out there. Jeez.
Pew, pew, pew.
I would like to shoot some with a laser. For sure. Shoot some with a laser.
Noise.
But Harper has had a big summer. Graduated from high school
yes.
with honors, I think. I'm not real sure. I didn't go to graduation.
but
I actually was there. But she's killing it. She's been a lifeguard this summer. Have you had to save anybody's life yet?
No, not yet.
No life saving, huh?
No. Swim lessons
too bad.
Are rough, though.
Yeah, she's doing the swim lessons. And then in the last week, she had an ingrown toenail, and they removed the whole damn toenail, and she's walking around freaking us out with it. She looks like she got bit by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I wish we could do like a...
A video podcast? Like,
yeah.
Low
like
budget
show.
Live? No.
Just show... Because it's nasty.
Oh, God.
Luke refuses to look at
it. I will not. I'm going to throw up. I love my kids, but I hate when they're hurt, and I hate... when they're dumb.
heard that.
Oh, it's just gross. I don't even want to look at it. But Harper's been killing it, but we haven't done a podcast in a really long time. I'm like 3 weeks late on this. I left you with a double-decker episode, double-deckers from Mexico, and then a John Cox episode. We now know John Cox did not win Angler of the Year. David Dudley did. Shout out to David Dudley.
Ooh.
Yeah,
we need a thing that does applause.
Yeah, we don't have any of that yet. But Harper, one of the next things that I'm up for talking about is what we're fixing to kick Low Budget Live, Not So Live, up to the next level. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But shout out to Dudley, who is also a Low Budget Live, Not So Live alum.
Yeah,
he's been on
just
here.
Alum.
He's been on here, but he killed it, man. Dudley had a heck of a tournament. Huge respect for Dudley. Won his fourth Angler of the Year title, and not enough nice things I can say about the guy. He's always been really kind to me in the sport of bass fishing. He's a good dude. Really good dude. I just saw out the window, I just saw Hudson and Charlie.
With a ladder.
With a really big ladder walk by. So...
I feel like we should ask questions, maybe, or just let them.
Just
do
wait
it.
Till we hear a crash. We hear a crash, we'll ask questions.
But right now, we're just going to go with it.
We're just going to go with it.
Okay. Mark,
we're going to go with it. We're going to see what happens. wow. Yeah, I'm really, it kind of, Got my EDD. Doing low budget live here from my office slash bedroom that I share with the Triple Threat. And this will be one of the last low budget live, not so lives from this space.
See, this is what I wanted to do.
The video.
Like a video, because we're going to have a nice space.
We will. We're going to have a nice. Oh, we will. You know, I've done low budget live, the videos. We've done the Instagram live, the YouTube live. Yeah. That's coming back. That's coming back. We're going to have a really good space. Right now, as we speak, if you follow me on the YouTube.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, guys. Low budget live will be getting a new, the traveling circus slash me slash low budget live. We're getting a new space. I'm remodeling a room in my garage. Harper's going to have an apartment in part of it.
Yep.
That way she's always ready to do a low budget live. She's going to basically sleep in the studio. So she's already always
roll
ready
out
to
of bed,
bring
just
to
ready
action.
To go.
Yeah, just ready to talk fishing and all things fishing and everything else. Oh, there's Charlie staring in the window. See, this is why we needed our studio.
Yeah.
Because fans constantly come up and try
breaking
to see what
down
we're doing.
The window.
They're trying to get in the dang thing, and you can't even do nothing with them. But we're gonna have this cool deal. I'm gonna build a little bar. We're gonna do a video tour. If you go to my YouTube channel right now, you can see the before.
Yeah.
And the after is coming very soon. So fixing to do a part two. And also on YouTube today, hashtag plug. there's a new video that I, as the kids say, dropped of Ryder and I fishing a little pond tournament. And Ryder D, my 8-year-old, had his own camera mounted to his head. And it's one of my favorite videos
the
ever.
The greatest thing. Speaking yeah. about YouTube.
Speaking of it.
All my podcast viewers, I need some feedback. Because I think that Luke, for his YouTube video, should have like a little catchphrase intro. Something like, you know, it's your boy, or just a little catchphrase. So let us know what you think.
It's your boy.
Yeah, you have to do it like
talk
in
like
a,
I don't even talk at all. Like,
yeah.
Hi, guys.
No, we're going to real country. Like, it's your boy.
Nah.
I like that one.
Some other YouTubers probably say that.
YouTuber's
like,
that's
what's
like the
up,
main
my
one.
Dudes?
And that's like the main was like, it's your boy. So I think you need like your own.
Yeah, but I'm not anybody's boy other than
I know that's
the triple threat tiger.
That's why you got to make your own.
Yeah.
Your own catchphrase. Like everybody clicks on it and they know.
I say stuff like, it was worth it.
Yeah, but like.
And then when I don't catch them, I say, give up. Stuff like that.
But you need your own catchphrase intro.
Yeah, send us some messages about some catchphrases. I'm sure these would be great.
Yeah.
Luke dunking on them. What?
Oh, that one's
something
good.
Like that.
You already had that
it's
one, didn't
space
tell me?
Jam something.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I like that one, Luke dunking on him.
Dunking on him. Actually, my buddy Shane LaHue, shout out to Shane, who fishes the Elite Series, used to say Luke dunking on him all the time.
Mm.
Buddy Shaney. Harper's fixing to go to college. I cannot wait. I'm really not looking forward to her leaving the house. Just kidding. I love you. Even though you got a really gross toe. Are you excited about college, Harper?
Yeah, I am. Nervous.
But number one rule of college is don't do drugs.
Dang.
All the drugs.
Did you say don't or do?
I said
do.
I said don't.
Do.
I said don't do drugs.
I mean.
Unless it's the fun ones.
Those like wild ones. Unless it's those.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not telling my kid to do drugs. Figure I'll get. There's like 13
wait
people.
Wait till Triple Threat hears that
and
one.
When Triple Threat hears that one, she's going to be super disappointed. I'll be in trouble.
She always gets so mad when we do things.
Yeah. Triple Threat really doesn't listen to our podcast. She really doesn't pay attention to anything I do.
She listens about the first like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
she makes it. This is like 10 minutes in. So if she makes it this far, she won't know that I told you to do drugs. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad and all that good stuff. But you got a dorm. You know, live in the dorms, live on campus, and she's going to go to one of the best colleges around, the University of North Alabama, where your boy, did that work?
Yeah.
Like YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. It's where I went to. I went to college.
Yeah,
shout out Roar Lions, as they say.
Yeah,
University of North Alabama.
Orientation the other day, and they were telling me they renamed it.
Luke, you?
Yeah. Luke Duncan University.
They have a bronze statue of me in the middle of the football stadium.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of 50-yard line. Really
they wouldn't let us see it because they were polishing it up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. it's actually, they did it to pay tribute to the time I streaked across the field.
It's really weird
that it's in the middle of the 50-yard line. It's really
right
distracting.
In the middle of the field. Yeah.
But if you know, we've been through a few coaches since I've been there, but it's because they can't design plays to utilize the statue. But if they utilize it, it really becomes kind of a lead blocker.
Yeah.
You can't advance the ball past the 50 if you... No, it was a terrible idea. You know, they're a low-budget school, low-budget life. And, yeah, I mean, they built it before they built the football field, and then they kind of had to go around it.
Yeah,
they didn't want to. And then I went and got famous fishing, and it was like, well, we can't tear it down now. He's one of our most famous alumninist. Oh,
is that a word?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I don't think that's a word at all, really, Harp. Harper, how do you feel about leaving home and going to college?
Excited.
Okay, well, moving on.
I wasn't doing.
Yeah.
I am nervous, though. I will say that.
You're going to do great, kid.
Thanks. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome. I can't wait to do the first low-budget live, not-so-live from the new studio.
I know, I'm excited.
Pretty excited. We're going to have the equipment all set up all the time. It's going to be muy excelente.
Well, you knew one in my dorm one day.
I think that'd be weird. Yeah. Honestly, I think if a bearded dude brings his
equipment, you're just carrying it all in.
I don't think they're going to let me in.
Like,
especially since you're my stepdaughter, I think they're going to shit that down.
Well,
so
then all you have to do is say, yeah, like, I'm Luke Duncan.
It's and my they're going to be like, oh, they're never like, mind. Oh, yeah, bronze statue naked guy. Yeah, come never on in. Mind. Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen. I doubt that's going to happen. So, anyways, Fishing World. What's going on, Fishing World? Something like that. Can I say like that? Could I say...
I like Luke Duncan on him. That wasn't terrible.
Guess what just happened? Dunked on him.
Yeah.
Just got dunked on. Why is James crying?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I was trying to forget about it, and then you said dunking on him. And I remembered it.
No, do you remember that one? And it was like socks and sandals. What?
No.
Oh. Never mind. You're too old for that one.
I hate you.
For everybody that doesn't know, Luke turns 50 tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the Low Budget Live.
It's Luke's birthday
Eve podcast presented by StarTron. Go out and get you some StarTron. Take care of your... Say your motorcycle. Say you got a motorcycle and you put some bad gas in it and it don't run good. You can put StarTron in it and probably run better. Weed eater. It fights ethanol is what it does, ladies and gentlemen. StarTron, bringing you Low Budget Live, bringing you Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus, StarTron, Star Bright Cleaning Products. Those folks are really good. But this is the birthday Eve.
Yes.
Spectacular. We're going to hit the road tomorrow. We're going to go. I know. I've been home for 3 days. I should leave again. So I'm going to. So we're going down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Take me home.
All right. I'm bringing it. Headed down to Orange Beach. Going to go do a little saltwater fishing for a couple days. And then I come home Sunday and then we leave for ICAST.
I'm going.
And Harper thinks she's going, but she's not. ICAST 2019. Me.
See, that needs to be on our thing. There's going to be an applause and then like a drum, like, yeah, those are funny.
No.
And then like a pew pew pew. Yeah, I like the way you
do it. I just do it.
Yeah.
I just got it. We don't even need a soundboard.
Yeah, but that's a soundboard. That's what it's called. Yeah. That makes so much sense. It's a soundboard. I don't know why I can't think of that.
There's a soundboard app. What do you want to bet?
Yeah, let's see if there's one.
Let's see if there's a soundboard app. Let's see.
But we need like the good
ones. We need the soundboard app. The good ones? The goods. We need the goods. Yeah, so all this all this fishing stuff's getting kind of crazy, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting kind of crazy. The industry is getting smaller. There's a lot of things at play that I can talk about, some that I can't. I'm hearing lots of things. I'm not real happy about any of it. The Bass Pro Tour season just ended, and they got their field for their first ever Red Crest Championship. Championship, which is, you know, whatever. It's cool. It's a championship, and people made it. Hearing they're probably going to have an event on top of the Classic next year, some cool stuff like that. It's interesting. It's interesting. FLW not going to announce the schedule at ICAST. Going to announce the schedule at the Forcewood Cup for next year. Hearing some lakes that are on it. Could be a cool year if we go that route. I don't know what this is, but hang on a second.
We're going to try it anyway.
We're going to try this. Here we go. Let's see. What was that?
Let's do it, look like I can.
Here we go.
Yeah, but that backflip though.
Yeah, here we go. We got a soundboard.
You stupid.
I can't hear it.
You stupid.
Say it again.
Oh, is that how you're stupid?
Yeah.
Do it again.
You stupid.
Yeah, we're say this.
Go ahead.
One.
Harper.
What?
You stupid.
That works. She can't hear it. So it's great. Here, I got one. Harper, let's play.
Do you got a bae? Or no? Is you trying to date?
Oh, I like that one. No. I like that
we
one.
We just got a soundboard, guys. Just real quick.
Change
oh
the game.
God, I love Chipotle. That one, yeah.
This is I love Chipotle or something. I don't know.
I don't like that one.
Soundboard. Soundboard coming in hot. Hot and heavy here. Low budget live, not so live. I'm all over the place today.
Always.
But I'm bouncing back and forth. I'm not going to sit here and trash everything going on in the fishing world. Bassmaster Elite Series still has a couple more tournaments. FLW's in the bag, except for the Forcewood Cup. The illustrious Bass Pro Tour. They're done. They're done for the year other than the... Oh, my God, Harper. She just put her no toenail up on the freaking desk. Bro.
It's so sick, y'all.
On. Oh, my God, I'm about puked.
Okay, this is what it looks like. I'm just going to describe it.
Don't describe it.
I'm
Jesus
going
Christ.
To. It's like, it looks like you replaced your toenail with just a bunch of
you stupid.
Bloody scabs.
You stupid.
Stop.
You stupid.
I'm smart.
You stupid. You stupid. You stupid.
Are you dying?
You stupid.
Jesus. So gross. Harper. God, I'm like, we just had lunch not long ago and I about threw up. Ugh. I'm like sick to my stomach. That's the same feeling I get about the fishing industry. Right there. One toenail. Toenailless. Oh, God, I want to throw up. It's terrible, dude. Why would you do that?
I didn't want to. Triple threat made me.
Triple Threat is not here, okay? She's at work making some money for the damn family. That's what she told me last night.
Put food on the table.
She's got the horses in the back. Harper, you know, we've been, it's been a while. And I think it's time to do some Urban Dictionary with Harper. Me, me, me.
Do a sound, do a sound.
See, what
you should have, like, had it. Like, you should have had it ready.
I don't know what sound to do.
Here, I'll like say
here,
something.
Here, I got one.
You stupid.
Got one. Okay, this one goes right in with the first of the show, with the intro. It's a they friend.
Okay.
They friend, Harper. And a they friend is much like boyfriend or girlfriend. The they friend is a gender neutral term that can be used for your gender fluid significant other that uses neutral pronouns.
That's weird. I don't like that one. No,
I don't either, but it goes in with the, you know, the first of the thing. First of all, if you ever bring home a gender-neutral friend, I'll just be honest with you, I ain't kosher about that. If you ever say, this is my they friend, I'm going to say, they need to get they ass out of here.
You my little old bitch.
Little old bitch, Austin. Austin, if you're listening, you a little old bitch. Yeah, anyways, that's July 2nd.
Like anymore. Keep going. What's the next one?
Well, yeah, there's certain ones we can't look at.
Yeah, keep going. Don't do that one.
Do you know what that one was?
No, I like that one.
You like this one?
Yeah. Go off. This is, I use this. I've said this before.
You use go off?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you know, like you. Like you get to ranting about fishing.
You stupid.
You're just really, stop doing that when I'm talking.
You stupid.
You get to ranting about fishing. Somebody goes, yo, Luke, go off. And you just rant harder.
That sounds like Eminem, like, threw me his mic. And I'm like, yeah, it's boy, duck it, can.
Stop.
Yeah, you something
stupid
like that.
Do it.
You stupid.
Something like that. JK Boyd, love you, miss you, bro. Love them white rods, bro. Love them white rods. To go off is to angrily complain about, drone
See?
On about a topic, ramble, to leave and partake in an activity, especially surfing. I said that with a question mark, especially surfing.
Well, I'm not really a
to leave and partake
expert.
I'm about to go off and go fishing, girl.
Yeah. Oh, no. You used it wrong. But you can do it fishing. Like, if you're just catching them, they're like, okay, Luke, go off.
I can't stop going off about how high these taxes are.
Yeah, like, that's like rent.
We're going to go off this afternoon if the surf's up. We're going to go off if them fish is in the bushes, boy.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. Now
that
you
was
got
good?
It. Now you got
you
it.
You think
yeah.
I got it? When my they friend gets here, I'm going to go off on his face for saying he's gender neutral. Idiot. I don't know what that is. That's the greatest one we've ever found.
I've never heard of this.
We're ending with this one.
Yeah,
and
for
we got
sure.
Three. Booger hook.
Booger hook.
Old booger hook. I dated a girl one time we called booger hook. A humorous alternative for any of the four fingers commonly used to pick one's nose. Get your dirty booger hooks away from my french fries. In a sentence. Booger hook.
I'm just going to call Ryder that from now on. Just
booger hook. I'm going to call a lot of people booger hook.
That's funny.
I mean, old booger hook. I like that. And that is the end of Urban Dictionary with Harper. Urban Dictionary with Harper.
Yeah. You need to record a little something.
I'm going to. A little jingle for that. I'll get it. I'll get it lined up.
With a jazzy tune.
That was a jazzy tune. I'll probably
Tasty jams from the bowels of hell.
Yeah, I'll probably record it just like that. Just like that, Harper.
I want you to end it with, whoa, whoa, girl.
Yay, yay, whoa, yeah. Whoa, yay. Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Okay, okay.
Okay. I can't roll
One of my
tongue.
Favorite YouTube channels is called Frankenstein's Lab. And it's these two black guys that sit in a closet. And they may or may not partake in some illegal activity. And they watch, like, comedians. They do reaction videos. And it's one of them just goes, all right, today we're watching, you know, Tom Segura or whatever, one of my favorite comedians. And he'll be like, okay. He just says that over and over and over. And I watch that for hours, ladies and gentlemen, because I have no life.
It's either fishing or YouTube.
Or hunting or loving every minute of it.
It's either fishing or YouTubing. Or sometimes YouTube.
Or inner tubing.
About fishing.
Or inner tubing. Sometimes.
You don't ever intertube.
I might when you're not around.
No, you don't.
You're not always with me. I might have intertubed the whole time and I was in New York. It might have been why I didn't catch any fish in the tournament.
Because you're just,
I was just out
on
there
the intertube.
I was like, Austin, let's go again. He's like, maybe you should fish. Like, no, drive the boat.
Let me drive the boat. Have you seen that?
Yes.
That's funny.
You're not funny.
I stupid.
Guys, we really appreciate you listening in on everything. All year long. It's been a good year. And this is the end of season two, I think. I'm just kidding.
We have seasons?
No, not really.
Oh.
But truly, I'm coming up on the 2-year anniversary of doing Low Budget Live. That's no kidding.
Pew,
Started
pew,
at the Forest Wood Cup in August, like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't really keep up with you.
No. I don't really keep up with myself. I should be doing one of these every week, but you know what? It's just so hard to get the microphone out sometimes.
I mean, it's just a lot of work.
Well, you just over here and you fishing and you doing you fishing, and sometimes you forget, you know?
It's I was going to say something, but I don't know.
You're just fishing and you're doing the driving and then you're fishing and then sometimes you're like, I ain't setting up that damn microphone to talk about it.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. We appreciate you, though, and we appreciate StarTron, StarBright Solutions getting up in the middle of this. But go subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't.
It's your boy.
Oh, my God.
Just do it one time, like in your YouTube video.
No. I always say, hi, guys. Oh, or I'll say, well, I say that now that I've filmed more than I ever have in my entire life this year. I'll say, well, it's, we'll see. Or I'll say, here we go.
I like that.
I'll say that here all the time. Here we go. I'll say that all the time.
It can be like, what's up, guys? We're about to go off.
About to go off on this booger hook. Go off on this booger hook. This was a completely silly podcast, Harper, but we did it.
We never actually have a game plan. We just start talking.
Sometimes I have a game plan. When I do it by myself, I have to have a game plan.
Yeah, but me and you don't ever have a game plan.
Don't have a game plan? We may try to do a low budget live, not so live from iCast. That may happen. Are you going? Oh, that's right. You're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, I know. You're not going to iCast. Thank y'all. Hope everybody has a safe and wonderful 4th of July. And if you'd like to start your celebration a little early, pour out some liquor for your boy tomorrow. You know, send a balloon up in the sky for OLD. July 3rd, 1983.
That's the big 50, guys.
That's when. July 3rd of 1983. I'm 36 damn years old.
Damn years old.
Okay, so I'm not 50. I'm 36. I'm a long ways from 50. I got a gray beard. I understand that. It's because I raise you. And you don't even have all your toenails. Okay? So, if you want to, if you guys like to send gifts, if you'd like to send an email, I'll get you my address. You can shower me with gifts. If you listen today. If not, I'll take gifts after the fact. You know, if you want to send them in 2 or 3 weeks. I'll take anything ranging from gift cards to actual gifts. I like to be showered with gifts.
That's like my graduation gifts. I mean, yeah. I'm still getting them. It's been about a month now.
Yeah, she's so popular. It's because she's...
Everyone loves me.
Because she's on this podcast.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming on. The air conditioner kicked on and it sounded like a hurricane in my headphones. I know you can't hear that at all right now because... crap. You can't hear that at all right now because mainly because...
You're stupid.
But you don't hear a whole lot because...
You're stupid.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah.
Go off.
Yeah, well, go off. You know what?
Oh, my God. I'm a Chipotle.
Stop doing that one.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is. Drag your favorite buttons here. It says, got a new app, guys. Low Budget Live taking off. Low Budget Live, not so live. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with a little Tyler Childers on the way out. Don't follow Harper on anything, but you can follow me on Instagram, which now sucks.
At Harper Brewer.
Oh, God dang it.
Very simple.
Co-host Low Budget Live, Harper Brewer. And, Instagram sucks now. You get like 6 likes on every picture. It's really weird. It's just like shut down. They don't let you see the fishing stuff. Go to the YouTube. We're trying to free ourselves. Free ourselves from all that other jazz.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, folks. Like and subscribe. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate it. Happy 4th of July. Happy birthday to me.
Big 50.